our friend Earl up in British Columbia.
Hey, Earl.
He sent an email. I haven't read it yet. It's very long, but he usually has some interesting points. My question to you is this. I have recently found that the word seems to be the most potent form of power for manifesting. Recently, I have ranted with my brother about several things, and I was very verbal about it all. Events related to what we were talking about transpired in about 3 hours later on the news. This happened with two different news segments. Up to this point of realization, I was focusing on the inner kingdom, feeling. I was also focusing on the outer kingdom, thought. Would you define outer kingdom as thought?
Well, that's what you consider. You see something in your outer kingdom, and it ushers a thought.
Now, I would say thought is involved with feeling as well as other parts of the consciousness or spectrum of being. So we wouldn't limit thought to the outer kingdom, but outer kingdom provokes thought. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what Earl's saying.
Okay, never did I give mine to the middle kingdom and its relationship with the word and the conviction of how we speak them. I was always too busy with the inner and outer. Is this word, in quotes, word that we express so unwittingly, the real actual power of who we are in this middle kingdom?
Yes, that's what you experience now. You can talk about the sweet by and by till the dirty here and now buries you where you stand. But until that place of joy comes into your middle kingdom of experiencing it now, you can have all the power in the world, and if you don't use it, what good is it?
On this point about discovering the power of the word, is he correct to say that that's the middle kingdom, associating the word?
Sure. The essence of what's created in your experience.
And the word is the concretization of the resolution of the dialectic between the inner and outer in the middle kingdom.
It's what put the resolute in the resolute desktop.
Okay, so the ion says that the first breath of a baby is the beginning of the recording by the soul.
Yep.
And it would include more than just the language the baby says, the sounds it utters, but it does include the word in the recording. And you would call that more the middle kingdom, the word. And then he goes, is how we speak our greatest tool for good and for bad manifestations?
There are no bad manifestations. There's less preferred manifestations. But yes, the word is the essence. In the beginning was the word, and the word was. And that's how everything got in your experience that got a name. It's because you named it. Before there was cancer, no one died of it. Then you named it, and then all of a sudden they started jumping off this planet left and right because of it.
Many months ago, when people would say, I want to get in touch with my non-physical, I want to learn from Ion how to get my non-physical, I said, well, the non-physical is like your lungs. It's your words. Your non-physical is what you speak. You don't get in touch with it. You're using your mouth already. And so this kind of supports my speculation 6 months ago that the word is your non-physical. Maybe not all of it, but it is.
And you set the predicate of all the sentences. Well, I'm never going to figure this out, but I'll give it one more try. This eludes me, and I can't find it, but I'll continue looking. Well, you're setting it up. You can't find it because you just said, you just validated in your now, in your middle kingdom, that this is bigger than you. It's outside of you. It can't be in your world because you can't find it. I can't figure it out. I can't hear it. I can't see it. I can't sleep with it.
And the words asking those questions are the non-physical you're looking for.
Oh, exactly. And then it's kind of like, well, I get an erection, but I can't achieve orgasm, but I'll try one more time.
So
I'll finish up with Earl.
Okay, so he goes, could giving our own personal words proper respect and consideration solve our worldly problems, big and small?
Absolutely could. Absolutely could. And if, as long as your world gets straightened out, who the hell cares about anybody else's? You spend all your day, every day, sweeping around your door, you won't have time to notice what's wrong with your neighbors. If you'll get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, the cares of life will grow absolutely strangely dim. They can put an oil water park in the Gulf of Mexico and you won't care. It won't make one flipping lips bit of difference.
And you'll help the issue if you don't care.
Absolutely, because then you're so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you didn't notice that there was something less than somewhere else.
Ion said the rocks are going to cry out when we lose our contact with our words.
If you don't start... coming into your place of power, the rocks are going to start crying out. And don't you worry. Don't worry. Diane Sawyer will be there now. Don't you worry. It'll be on world news now. The rocks are crying out. It's saying that the human creators won't come into their power. How can we stop these rocks from shouting? It's making the dogs bark. It's very offensive. Is this an alien technology that's causing the rocks to cry? Well, you just hang on. You'll see.
Yeah, your soul is your mouth, and Diane Sawyer has hijacked us all by making her mouth and soul the thing that we listen to.
Okay, so go to Earl.
Okay, so he ends saying, thanks, Iona. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks, JW. Thanks, James. You know, eventually I have to let you guys go.
Yay!
Yeah. Well, we thank you and appreciate you as well, Earl. Another marvelous creator coming into his place of power is a delicious day.